Now, taking a look at sports.
Wednesday, July 8th, let's take a look at sports. I'm a sour one. The Jamestown Eagles defeated the Valley City Royals yesterday in senior Babe Ruth action. Final score, 6-2. The Eagles scored 3 runs before there was an out recorded in the first inning. After the early lead was gained, Jamestown used 5 different pitchers to hold Valley City to just 3 hits and the pair of runs. Max Anderson and Jacoby Nold had RBI singles in the first inning, and Jamestown is now on a 5-game winning streak. Meanwhile, Valley City has lost 4 of its last 5 games. The University of Jamestown's men's soccer team announced 10 signings coming into school this year, including 1 local signing. Jamestown High graduate Ben Sledo was one of the 10 signees announced. UJ head coach Tommy Nienhaus said Ben is a homegrown player who's come into his own technical and tactically. Ben has grown as much as the club has the past 4 years, and Ben's commitment has much to do with that. Ben's a quick and mobile defender that will allow us to be tactically flexible. Sledo scored 1 goal and had 1 assist his senior year at Jamestown High. Jamestown native Austin Rainey finished his 2nd round at Yankton Fox Run Golf Course yesterday. Rainey, who shot a 71 on the first day, finished his 2nd day with a 72. Finds himself 1 under par and he is tied for 51st in the tournament. Rainey's final round at the Yankton Fox Run Golf Course in the Dakotas Tour starts later on today. High expectations surround the Minnesota Twins' shortened 2020 season. I know a lot of fans think they can go a long, long way, and so does new Twins pitcher Rich Hill.
Yeah, I think what we're capable of as a group is winning the World Series. You certainly see a lot of talk about the lineup. Obviously, I think when we look at the lineup, it's one of the best lineups in baseball. You look at a bullpen that is had tremendous success last year and extremely underrated.
The Twins again start their season July 24th. And that's a look at sports. I'm Ace Sourwine.